This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Hour 5, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Jerry talking about Mike McCarthy's future. We'll give you those coming up at 6:20. It's time now, though, for a little TD Tuesday. Here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and do that thing. The best touchdowns from the NFL weekend. The college football site was all sorts of wackety-whacked. We might have had a hacking. I don't know what went down. But we got pro football TDs in your face right now.
Boom, shakalak. Boom, shakalak. Boom, shakalak. TD Tuesday, shakalak.
And we start in Carolina, where it's Pat Mahomes, Andy Reid, and me and Broadus. Survivor picks on the line. But the Chuba missile crisis had other plans.
Snap. Give to Chuba. Right side. Chuba plows into the end zone. Carolina, a two-point conversion from tying it up against the two-time defending Super Bowl champions.
Oh, that was a nice little power run there. Plowed his way in. Chuba getting it done. Gets the big contract. Living up to it. This season's been awesome. And I heard once again Chris Berman refer to him last night in the fastest 3 minutes. Chuba missile crisis.
There you go.
The fastball's still working for our guy. We go to Soldier Field, where Keenan Allen questionable coming in, but he was certified guaranteed for pay dirt.
Snap, takes, here comes late pressure, ducks under it, rolls right, throws wide open, end zone, right side, pass, caught for the touchdown, Keenan Allen, touchdown Bears.
Still not enough for the Bears to get the victory. They just can't find a way to close games, man. Their kicking situation's a disaster, Eberflus a disaster, but Caleb Williams, nice game, tough defense. I mean, that's Minnesota's defense, supposed to be the best defense in the league right now. And he was making some good plays. And he's scrambling a little bit more now. Yeah. I feel like they've opened that door for him since Waldron left. I don't know. But that was a nice game for Caleb Williams. And Keenan Allen had a turn back the clock game. It was nice. I picked it up right there before kickoff on fantasy. Had a receiver that was out. It's like, I guess I'll just take a shot on Keenan Allen. What a game he had. All right, Bo Nix. At some point, I might have to apologize. I'm not there yet. But Cortland Sutton. SMU zone, pony up in a huge way. Yeah. All the ponies are feeling good right now, especially Mr. Cortland Sutton.
Javonte to the left of Nix in the shotgun. Tight trips right. Sutton is tight left. They bring Mims in motion. Nix, design roll to the right, throws back in the end zone. Pass caught. Cortland Sutton. Touchdown, Denver. Beat DeCamrion Richardson. Sutton, his second touchdown reception of the game. His fifth of the season.
He's on fire right now. And Sean Payton's team is finding a way to get it done. Can they sneak into the playoffs with a defense like that? Bo Nix, everybody's... He's getting his flowers right now.
I mean, in your defense, getting drafted by Sean Payton is like the biggest edge I think any quarterback could get.
There's no question that that was the best thing that could have happened to Bo Nix. We were questioning Sean Payton, but for Bo Nix, it was like, dude, this is, if you want a chance to succeed here, this is pretty much your best opportunity. You're not going to what is it, Mike Fisher or whatever, or not Mike Fisher, Jeff Fisher in Los Angeles with Jared Goff, and you're like, I can't even function here. And then you go find a real coach, and all of a sudden he's different. You got a legit coach there, and they have a legit defense, and now he's playing some good football. So at some point I'll have to pick the Broncos in Survivor.
Their last 3 weeks ought to be interesting. They've got the Chargers, the Bengals, and the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
big time AFC games, divisional games.
Yeah, Cleveland this week, got to buy Colts, and then they are at the Chargers, at the Bengals, and then close the season with Chiefs at home.
Ideal coaching staff, I have Sean Payton, head coach, Sean McVay, OC, Mike McDonald, DC.
Oh, that's your...
Hope you can bait it.
Oh, I like that. We need to do it. We need to do that segment.
I would.
That's a good trio right there.
I think there's something to Bob Sala.
Okay.
I think there's something to Bob Sala. That team has gone way, way, way south defensively since Bob Sala.
Going Bob Sala, DC?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. A lot of good choices.
Yeah, a lot of good choices. Yeah. I mean, you're not going Ben Johnson as the OC. You're going with McSex. I like that. Tried and true. Been there, done that.
I mean, two different quarterbacks in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Ability to keep it on the rails through injuries. You know, consistency for the most part. And you're getting some great cap management assistant from him as well. Les needs my GM.
You'd like Les.
Yeah.
Les is, he's funny. I mean, I've had some great conversations with that guy. He thought he was going to get fired. Then the next thing you know, he's hoisting a Lombardi.
You're in a championship window. F them picks is what everybody should be saying.
Oh, no, he's his own dude. He's a great guy.
Only 15 or 20 teams should have first round picks every year, Chief. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, amen to that. All right, championship window. Here comes David Montgomery and the Detroit Lions.
There's the snap. Hands to Montgomery. Bounces left. Yep. Finds the angle. Spinning. End zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Oh, baby. What a run by David Montgomery that time.
That's a physical back.
That's
a power bottom.
We've interviewed that guy. Is it Dan Miller?
That's Dan Miller.
Dan Miller, okay.
First duo to have 10-plus touchdowns in two different seasons.
Yeah.
They did it back-to-back.
Yeah. Oof, that's good, man. Well, they finally are in the category of teams that have had back-to-back 10-win seasons.
Wow.
And so now I believe it's the Panthers that are the only team in NFL history to not have back-to-back 10-win seasons. Now, they haven't been around super long.
1995.
But long enough. That's long enough to have back-to-back 10-win seasons, especially for a team that's been to the Super Bowl a couple of times.
That's what I'm saying. There was that's you kind of figure they would have.
Jake, you got it, DeLome.
Yeah. And then
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton, I thought, had 13, 14 wins 1 year, didn't they?
But it was never back-to-back. 15, it was maybe. They had
15-1 or something like that. So. Yeah.
And then the next year it was 9 or less. Ugh. It's crazy. They'd never put together back-to-back seasons. Wow. It's a tough place to be. Speaking of tough places to be, Lambeau Field, especially when you're the Niners and you don't have your quarterback. And Jordan Love has Mr. Tucker Kraft.
Reed in motion, snap to Love, looking left, looks right, throws right side, and it is caught for a touchdown. Rambling end in traffic. Wow.
Larry McCarron.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Larry McCarron. Who's our guy, the play-by-play guy there? I always, we've interviewed him, but Larry McCarron is the laugher guy. He was laughing there.
Well, the Packers are going to be laughing on Thursday night as looks like when the Dolphins come to town with their vacation-looking uniforms, 22 degrees, wind chill 13 degrees, and the latest update reveals 30 to 50% chance of snow. Thursday night Lambeau Field collision course with the Dolphins.
What's the temperature for the
22 degrees.
Perfect for snow. Anywhere between 22 and 28 is perfect conditions for snow.
Is that right? I believe the Dolphins in their entire franchise's history have won one game where the weather was under 30 degrees.
If it gets in the teens, it's harder for it to snow. But if it stays in the 20s, the higher the 20s, the more likely you're going to get snow.
Well, good luck. Good luck. We'll see if Mike McDaniels wears his capris out there or if he decides to cover up them calves, because that frostbite's no joke. All right, we have a pick six. Not going to be enough for the Texans, but here goes Will Levis doing Will Levis things.
Levis has it intercepted! Jimmy Ward! He could go the whole way. He's got Levis to beat. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Texans!
I mean, despite that, the Texans still cannot find a way to beat a bad Tennessee Titans team. These divisional games are ridiculous, and the Texans are in a bit of some trouble here. Their offense is problematic, and their defense gave up some big plays. We'll get to another touchdown a little bit later. The one that really put it over the top there for the Titans, huge play. But Will Levis just continues to be hysterical. The way he like turned and ran to try and chase down the guy who inevitably ended up in the end zone. It was funny. He continues to be a viral sensation, and it's usually oftentimes in the worst way. But we'll get some good Will Levis news coming up here in a few minutes. But first, here goes my guy, Patty Mahomes, to not Travis Kelce.
Snap back to Mahomes. Under pressure again. Floats it for the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City! Noah Gray! They call him Mr. Touchdown! Kansas City in the kingdom!
Did they really call him Mr. Touchdown?
I don't know. You might need to fact check that.
We're just searching for a nickname. By the way, fact checked you on Carolina. You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
I went through every year. It's like a 12-4, and then it's 7-9 the next year.
They just can't put it together.
I was thinking, I'm going to get him on this one.
Thought I was just making crap up over here.
I thought you were making crap up, and seriously, it's
that would
like,
have been a funny ball sacking, and then you go down the rabbit hole, and you find it. That would have been great.
From 1996 through this season, I looked at every schedule they had, and I'm like, damn, he's right.
Hey, we are in Miami, but there's an Aggie in the end zone.
Play action, flips it out to A-Chan. He's got a goal line in his sights, and he's in. A-Chan
got another touchdown right there, and boy, was that an easy-looking one. There was nobody from the Patriots around that play.
What a play design, huh?
Mike McDaniel and his capris.
In the capris.
Dialing it up. A-Chan, what a fantasy monster. Catching balls, the speed's legit. He's the real deal.
Does he score a bunch of points for people in that?
Yeah, he does. You know, his health is the biggest issue with him, but when he plays, he's usually racking it up.
Player.
Super explosive in the air and on the ground. But now he's headed to Lambeau. He'll be slipping and sliding. He'll be a real fish out of water. It's going to be unfortunate to watch. Packers win and cover. Let's get to the Spanish call of the Turpin return for the ages. Take it away, Mr. Villalba.
Bueno, es una patada baja. Hay problemas con el acarreo. Ahora se acaba Turpin. Se escapa Turpin. Por la banda izquierda. Tiene un bloqueo. Turpin. La 20, la 10, anotación de los vaqueros. Increíble. Qué bárbaro, no puede ser. Qué bárbaro por toda la banda izquierda. Entrando en las diagonales, Cavante y Turpin.
Absolutely electric. I mean, talk great about a guy call. Meeting the moment. That's Victor V at every turn, and that one on the return from Mr. Turpin. What a awesome play, highlight reel moment, and it'll live on forever. The first kickoff return, like he's supposed to have had so many to the house over the course of the last two seasons.
Vision's improved.
He
right?
finds a way
Contacts.
To actively avoid the end zone in situations like this, but. Not on Sunday. Not today. Not tonight.
Not today.
No, I think the new kickoff rules benefit him incredibly because there's nobody behind midfield to run into.
Yeah, that's true. That was his biggest saving grace right there. I thought he was going to go seeking out red jerseys for a moment, but he never did. Here's Baker Mayfield wearing a white jersey, but finding pay dirt.
Here's the snap. Second down and goal. Bucks have two timeouts. Running the ball is Baker Mayfield. He fakes the pass. Crunch to his left. 10-1. Touchdown. Baker Mayfield put on a cape and flew into the end zone.
no.
Oh, what man. A voice.
What are we doing?
He's got a mouthful every single time.
Oh, no.
He bailed from Baker Mayfield's name at one point in the middle of that.
Yeah, just
things were moving at a warp speed there with Baker.
Making stuff up as we go along.
That was fantastic.
I imagine he looks like Monty Kiffin. Am I right?
He's a heavier set guy.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Kind of a
looks like a fat Monty Kiffin.
He's got some size to him.
Got some great pipes.
He does.
Oh yeah. Well, you know who's got great pipes from a bicep standpoint? Will Levis, and he slung this
Greg
thing.
Lloyd?
Mr. Akinwoe getting it done.
Levis firing downfield, complete. Akinwoe 40, 50, Akinwoe 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown! Titans! Chig Akinwoe, his first touch, goes for 70 and a big 6.
Was he running in slow motion?
What do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a tight end, but he had wheels. He was blown by defenders.
But did you feel like the call was like 40, 35, 30?
30.
I mean, I kind of felt like it was a slow call.
Yeah. He's going 5 yards at a time. He might have been laboring a little bit there
all right,
at
what
the
was,
end.
I'm going to give you the miles per hour. We'll figure this one
okay,
out.
Okay, yeah, let's see that.
that is a Zeke call.
No, that was Chig Akinwoe. I messed that up the first time.
Goes now, for 70 and a big 6.
What is it? Hold on.
Chig Akinwoe.
Chig Akinwoe.
Chig Akinwoe.
He was the man on that play. He really was. All right. Now, this is the moment we all thought and really wanted the Cowboys to lose. I haven't heard this call yet. This is Washington's call. This is Bram Weinstein, London Fletcher, and friends probably losing their minds and their pants all at the same time.
Dallas just brings three. He's able to step up. Lobs one over to Terry McLaurin. Is open. 45-50. 45-40. Turns on the Jets. He's gone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Washington. They've done it again. Another miracle in Landover.
Chicken Kakwu.
Oh, sorry.
Do you have the missed extra point? That's what I would love.
Chicken Kakwu.
Oh, my gosh.
I would love to hear the missed extra point from that crew. My man was talking get right games.
Yeah, I need to go pull that and make a get right game montage from our guy.
Probably sounds like the end of that. What was that? Tyler John Tyler?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
God bless those kids.
Dude, we got you're right though, Broadus. We need to seek out the sound of the missed extra point.
I want to hear that one, and then I want to hear the oh no.
Well, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
And another edition of TD Tuesday is in the books, an audio celebration of NFL Week 12. Okay, we got a couple of more segments to go, including Jimmy Johnson weighing in on Dion to the Cowboys. That's next.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To the nation.
Welcome back, nation.
segment of the nation here brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online at frankelfirm.com. Yeah, huge show tomorrow for KMC Masterpiece. They're doing all the shows. And so tomorrow when you tune in, you'll hear Mike, Kevin, Corey, you know, chatting it up. They're usually on 10 to 2. So if you're away from the channel on those hours and you're wondering what's going on tomorrow, that's just a heads up. But each of us will make an appearance throughout the broadcast day. I'm going to be jumping on at 2. I think both you boys are going to be there a little earlier, aren't you?
Yeah.
7 o'clock for Brian.
Broadus will be there at 7 a.m. I'll be there at 8 a.m. And Derek Holland, Dutch Oven, will be there all day, 6A to 7P. He's got the stamina.
All right,
that's
have
kind of a tradition for him, hasn't he?
Last four years,
is pretty good food too.
Yeah, Tolo's usually bring it strong.
Yeah,
well, it is a pizza-thon, so that would be appropriate. By the way, we have good Cowboys news here. A lot of stuff's been developing throughout the day. We'll get you that. We'll get crosstalk with the fan after dark. Fred and Blake are already in the bullpen throwing heat. I just thought
they're teasing a huge Cowboy insider guest co-hosting with them in studio for the first hour of their show, and they're trying to rename the first hour because this guest is apparently so big. That's what they just hit Broadus with, and Broadus is like rattling off all these names. Who could it be? Who could it be? Who could it be? But Blake's keeping Glenn? It close to the vest.
Might be Glenn. Glenn
like,
Smith.
What, dude?
That'd be good for Glenn.
Might be Brian.
Maybe it's old Glenny.
Not
Glenny,
me.
Glenny balls.
No, I gotta go. I got two podcasts tonight.
Is that all?
Yeah, two podcasts and then a 7 a.m. call tomorrow.
I did think Chicken Cockwoo would be a great name for a fighting rooster.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I would.
It's the one seed.
I mean, you put some razor blades on Chicken Cockwoo, it's over. You know?
Chicken Cockwoo!
Did he top out pretty nicely?
Yeah, 20.
Because you were calling him out.
20.39 was his max speed.
It's moving.
Max speed there. So guess how far do you think he walked in this game?
Oh, geez. Walked? I don't know.
How many yards did he walk?
Chig was walking all over the place, dude.
I don't know. A couple hundo?
He walked 118 yards in this game. He jogged 93 yards in this game. He ran 428 yards in this game. He sprinted 580 yards in this game.
How far did you do that jump flying thing that they do? I'm playing. Thank you, Brian.
My man was
his wheels were spinning a little
jump
bit.
Like, flying see,
where's,
it?
Where's the column for that?
No, man, it's interesting. He ran a total was like 1,220 yards.
Wow.
That's what he did in that game.
All righty, G Bag Nation.
He was moving.
Let's finish up here with some Cowboys news before we get to the fan after dark. Injury report stuff. Fergie with the concussion didn't practice.
I don't think he's playing.
Our guy Kendricks has a groin and a shoulder now.
Now they're running out of hours, but that's when you need to keep an eye on.
A little walking wounded situation for our guy.
Yeah. You guys are already on Cowboys Survivor, though. You feel good. I mean, you said bleep the injury reports.
I haven't officially typed it into the phone yet.
Oh yeah, okay.
I'm about to.
I'm just going against the Giants. Yeah. I think all my Survivor picks for the rest of the season will be whoever's playing the Giants. Marshawn Nealon's got a knee again. Zach Martin ankle shoulder and Awesome Richards ankle, and then a bunch of guys didn't practice, but there's no indication that they're going to miss Thursday. Probably just getting some extra rest. Trayvon Diggs has groin and knee. He was DNP today. Kalen Carson shoulder. Cooper Rush was limited, CeeDee Lamb limited, Tyler Smith limited as well. Okay, Jimmy Johnson does not see Deion Sanders becoming the next head coach of the Cowboys. I think he's dead balls on right. He was on FS1's The Facility on Tuesday. Former Cowboys head coach explained why he thinks it. Don't get me wrong, I love Deion, but his strength is bringing in talent. He's got an outstanding coaching staff at Colorado. That's one reason why they've gotten to where they are, but I don't see it happening there in Dallas. So he pretty much just said the same thing Jer-Bear said, which was we think his biggest advantage is, you know, his personality, his recruiting, and, you know, that won't be of an advantage in college. I don't know. Maybe Jer called Jimmy. Maybe they've been discussing coaching candidates. Old buddies, who do you think we should go with? I would prefer if Jerry called younger people, but, you know, he's going to call who's in his social circle, who he's comfortable with. You have two college football stories of local interest to be on that one. Mac Brown out after six seasons at UNC, North Carolina. It was his second run there. So
You know, that it wasn't easy that they moved on from him. But yesterday he announced he was going to come back, and they were like, we're done.
Not so fast.
So 73 years old, not sure yet if he is going to coach the bowl game. Is he more of a Carolina guy or a Texas guy, you think, Brian?
Well, he got his start at, let me think of where all he's been. App State, LSU, Tulane to North Carolina, to Texas, back to North Carolina. I think I got him right. So I think he's more of a Carolina guy. I think he associates more. Now, he had a great run at Texas, but his wife she's one of the leading real estate ladies in like North Carolina, Chapel Hill, that area. Like she's really, really a very successful realtor. So they would probably stay in that area. She was successful in Austin though too a little bit.
He started as the Iowa State OC after being a player there in his final year of eligibility.
Okay, so you have them all in front of you?
Yeah.
Did I get it right? I went App State.
After LSU.
Okay, so App State he was head coach then. Yeah. Is what it was. Okay, so LSU, App State, Tulane.
LSU, App State. He was an OC at
Oklahoma?
Yes. In 84, he was for 1 year.
Okay. 1 year.
Then he goes to Tulane.
Then North Carolina.
Till 97.
Then Texas. Uh-huh. Then back to North Carolina.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought I missed that Oklahoma stop there.
Sorry. You were close, man.
And he was an AD at Tulane as well.
Yes.
For a couple of years. So what a career. It'll be interesting. I know how much he loves football and he loves coaching the kids and his wife loves being around it as well. So, you know, maybe there is another opportunity, but if not, an iconic career, no doubt about it. And then what was the other call? Oh, yeah. Dion says Travis Hunter and his son Shador will for sure play in the bowl game. That is, of course, assuming health.
Yeah.
They have one more game to go.
Good for them.
By the way, I wonder how
good
Dion,
for the bowl game.
I wonder how that lands with Dion when he hears Jerry and Jimmy saying that. Like, oh, that's all you think I can do? You think I just recruit and just smile? That's it? Like, you don't think I have the coaching chops to pull this off? I wonder
watch
if
me
that
take Shador to
fuel.
New York.
Yeah.
Watch this.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Well, actually, the GM for the Giants, was it Joe Shane? Is that you say it right?
Yeah.
Joe Shane. He was in Boulder watching practice here.
Ooh.
So the last couple.
Scouting out coach and quarterback.
Yeah, scouting up. Yeah, the Giants scouts and Joe was in when Boulder checking that out.
Jerry Jones sure was optimistic this morning. Talked about a couple of things. Said this isn't over. And then he was asked about, is it crazy we could be talking about a McCarthy new contract at season's end? Hear what he said.
Well, I don't think that's crazy at all. That's not crazy. And listen, Mike McCarthy's an outstanding coach. I was listening to the game last night, watching it, and Aikman was talking about it, and he's reiterated that several times publicly, this Super Bowl-winning coach. And Mike McCarthy has been there, done that. He's got great ideas. So bottom line is that in no place in my body language or anything else have you seen indications about what we're going to be doing relative to this staff at the end of this year. And we shouldn't. We got a lot of football left. I used to play 10 games in college. And so if you measured it by that, we've got 60% of a college season left. It's longer now, of course. But, boy, 6 football games, that's a lifetime.
Yeah, I think, I agree with Schlereth. He probably should have just started that with what he said there towards the end is we're just not at a time to be talking about this.
Yeah.
But to say, no, it's not out of the realm of possibility, that just it just seems off because it acknowledges how pathetic and the season has been, how much of a dumpster fire it's been. It's a tough situation to be in, as the GM asked about that. And I think you have to give the most generic non-answer possible. That being said, it's not like he windmilled on the guy or anything, but I just feel like he's trying to feed headlines a little bit and is not sensitive enough to a guy who's, in his last couple of games here with the Cowboys and has done a great job putting up with all your BS for 4.5 years now.
Yeah. Well, I think that, Jerry did question about some of the schemes and things that they were doing. You know, he remember that after the game, he questioned that. So, Yeah. You know, he's really kind of talking out of both sides of his mouth right now.
Yeah.
Wasn't happy with some of the schemes and, you know, wasn't happy with some of the, you know, some of the things that they were doing offensively, which is Mike's responsibility.
Yeah.
And so he was critical then. And now he says, oh, because you win a game. Oh, sure. But is he going to evaluate him 6 games? I said, I think there's 0% chance he's back.
Yeah.
I just don't see how, you know, this thing, they're probably going to lose 3 more games.
Yeah, I mean, what's the math on going 5-1? I would say it's less than a 1% probability now. If you tried to get a parlay card in Vegas, or if you could have a custom sports book, they would pay you maybe 1,000-1 on that.
Yeah, it's Cooper Rush as your quarterback.
Yeah,
that to me right there is, you know, if you want to talk about having a rally or something like that, I just don't see it. Now, defensively, I think you could play better. But offensively, you know, I worry about some of the things going on over there still.
You win 5 or 6 games, you go win a playoff game, you would be a totally different team. Something crazy would have happened. Yeah. Tyler Guyton figures out left tackle. Cooper Beebe no longer a rookie, no longer throwing the ball over the quarterback's head. Dak comes back off IR. And now we're cooking in the playoffs and it's a totally different team. But that's just, it's not realistic at all.
No, it's really not. It's, you are who you are. It was a nice win against the Commanders. It's a nice win.
Sure.
You know, that's a team battling for the playoffs right now, battling for the division lead. You know, it's a good win. You didn't beat the Patriots or Carolina or something like that, but, you know, you beat a decent football team.
The Buffalo Wild Wings Football Hour is every evening in the GBAC Nation in the 5 o'clock hour. It's presented by Buffalo Wild Wings, where B-Dubs is football. We'll talk with the Fan after dark. Fred and Blake are cooking, and they'll tell you all about it next year on the Fan. Yeah, Lucius, thank you very much. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanks for making us part of your day again. KMC Masterpiece hold it down all day tomorrow. So not only do we have the day off, but so does Sean and RJ and Bobby Belt. And that'll be appropriate here as we get set for Crosstalk Now, the Fan After Dark here with Fred and Blake. Gentlemen, how are we doing tonight?
Doing fantastic. Elated. Had a great day. It was a bit nippy this morning. Warmed up. Feeling great. Yeah. And we got a special guest today for today's show. Huge. For the first hour.
Who's
huge
that?
Guest.
Huge.
Shut it down. Shut it down.
Well, I don't even know. I kind of want to just keep teasing it. The guy that we were able to get on.
Well, you tried to rename the show.
I tried to rename the show.
Let's call that what it is.
I don't know if your mic's on. Local guy. It was a tough pull, but we did get the Beltway himself, Mr. Bobby Belt, in studio for the first
Cowboys
hour.
Cowboys insider.
Yeah. I don't
like that. I don't think I like the Beltway.
What's wrong with
it? I don't know. Initially, I was supposed to be on Friday. Yeah. And then he was like, well, no, Fred's not in that night. So we got to wait till Fred's back because it'd be me and CA.
Right.
And so I just figured we could do Blake, Bobby, Chris, and they could just rename it BBC.
Didn't think of that.
Back like the British catchers. News.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm exactly just I'm a big fan of the unbiased coverage.
I thought it was Bad Boys Cappin'. That's another one.
Bad Ball Catcher.
So what else do you have coming up on the show, gentlemen?
Mr. Freddie D, take it away.
Great question. I mean, look, we're going to talk a lot of Cowboys in that first hour, getting some stuff off. I know Blake's been wanting to get some stuff off his chest as far as the Cowboys are concerned. And then, look, we've got Fair Foul to get into tonight that involves a woman who's suing the hospital that switched her at birth almost 50 years ago. However, that hospital didn't own the hospital when she got switched. So it's like, what are you mad about?
Mm.
But she said she knew. And this is what I want to ask you guys. Do you think you'd know if you'd gotten switched at birth? Because she said that she never felt like her family was hers.
When you say switched at birth, different, go home with different parents.
Different family.
Mm. As opposed to.
Are they saying it was an accident?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
They're saying it's an accident. I mean, I'm thinking because I was born in 63.
She was born in 75.
See, that's what I'm saying. I could see some shenanigans where you're not keeping records very well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And like, you know, getting moved around and stuff like that.
Is it a vibe thing where you can just feel the vibe that says,
that's what she's saying.
Not my family.
She said growing up, she knew that this family was not, she didn't look like anybody.
Right.
She didn't feel like she belonged with anybody.
Why did it take her to see that?
Half of teenagers say that. And this isn't like, I don't fit with this family. Yeah, okay. All right.
But no, I think the resemblance would be big. I think,
right?
You know, just the general personality traits, you know, they're artistic, you're mathy, you know.
And I've always said this as we, I mean, well, five of us have kids here. You know if a kid's yours.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because I trust me, you know, military. Lucius, I'm sure you can appreciate this. You know a couple guys that have been in situations where you're like, that may or may not be my kid. So you know what I'm saying? Like, just one look and okay. I mean, you know, kind of know. So,
I mean, for me, it was the square head. I was like, oh, dude.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a dead ring.
Telltale. Me and my dad are both pigeon-toed, so dead giveaway.
Yeah.
How many traits go down to your child? As far as you just said, you and your dad are pigeon-toed.
Yes.
Is there a way to look at it and go, hey, I'm going to be X, Y, and Z of my father, or I guess my kid in this situation? Is there a way
totally
to
random.
Know? Totally random.
I was going to say. I mean, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I'd like to think both my kids share some resemblance, even though they don't have. They have different mothers, so
there's dominant and recessive, regressive genes. There's a whole science to it. You know, it comes down to probabilities.
Baby mamas, man. Big ups, big respects to that.
I appreciate that.
I see why you're on them roofs all the time.
Hoping to fall off.
Always coming from work, baby. I get it, Freddie.
Here they come, the Fan After Dark, Fred and Blake. Bobby Belt for the entire first hour.
Yep.
That'll be fun. Talking Cowboys. Broadus has two podcasts tonight. You can catch him there.
Yep.
And of course, you can catch Broadus along with Zach Wolchuk for the pre and post game show on Thursday, starting at noon. Is that right?
12:30.
That's right. It's a 3:30 kick. Sharp. Yeah, thanks to Lucius Alexander, bring a jacket in the Pimp Cup at Master Control. Thanks to Carter Freeman, coordinating your video. You can watch us 105@thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Thanks to Chia Follow and Broadus. Until Monday at 2:00, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation, Eddies.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.